Federal Reserve Board policymakers meet today to decide whether to cut interest rates in an effort to stimulate the nation's faltering economy. Although some kind of cut is considered highly likely, there's disagreement among economists over how big it will be. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that last week's plunge in stock prices has put pressure on the Fed to consider a bigger-than-normal cut.
The Fed has already cut interest rates twice this year, each time by half a percentage point. But so far, that hasn't done much to stop the rapid deceleration in growth. David Orr, chief economist at First Union, says that as Fed policymakers meet to discuss their next step, some will probably advocate another half-percent cut.
One camp inside the Fed will be arguing that the data is showing the economy doing, quote-unquote, okay, and that consumer spending and housing are holding up despite the stock market and despite the consumer confidence decline.
But Orr says other Fed members will probably argue that another half-percent cut won't go far enough. A parade of companies has recently announced that their earnings will be less than expected this year and may not recover until next year. That, together with concerns about the Japanese economy, has sent stock prices falling sharply. The result has been a marked decline in consumer confidence, something Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan is known to track closely. In addition, inventories have risen recently, and as a result, companies could be forced to cut back production and jobs while they sell off stockpiled goods. With troubles mounting and with virtually no apparent inflation pressure, many economists have urged the Fed to consider a larger rate cut, perhaps as much as 0.75%. And the Fed is under growing pressure to deliver such a cut, says Joseph Lavorgna, senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Alex Brown.
Typically, in these type of fragile financial environments where the markets are skittish, the Fed is very loath to disappoint the markets when the markets are expecting a fairly large move.
Lavorgna notes that after today, Fed policymakers aren't scheduled to meet until mid-May, and so they may see today's meeting as their last best chance to help the economy avoid a recession. On the other hand, Fed officials prefer to change interest rates in small increments, usually just a quarter point. Whether the current slowdown is bad enough to persuade Fed officials to deviate from that policy is an open question. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.